Tumbleweed by Jōgetsu. Read by Rhea 314. Fandom, WALL-E, rating general audiences, no archive warning supply. Smoky Downs was a mining town of yesteryear. How many of those yesteryears only Wallace Everett could tell you. But probably not, because likely he's forgotten too. After the big kaboom, all that was left of Smoky Downs was a heap of timber and refuse, and Wallace Everett. Some say the two are related, that Wallace Everett's curse of eternal life was caused by the same traveling witch doctor who blew up the town on his way out. Others say Wallace was probably a kind of changeling from birth, and it's only the big kaboom that made it obvious. Every day he tidied up the town. He patched and hewed and hawed and labored. Every storefront was lovingly recreated. Every wagon rebuilt. Even if there are no more horses to drag 'em. Wallace even got the old mining pumps going again and polished them till they were bright as copper kettles. The survivors of Smoky Down's big kaboom hied away as fast as their modes of transport could carry them. Wallace Everett stayed, in hopes that Smoky Downs would be perfect again, and everyone would flock to it and settle down rather than passing through. One day, a stately woman with quick blue eyes came riding into town on a sleek white mount. Her name was Eve, and she had a mission. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.